Now, you've heard of load shedding 1 and 2, so maybe this is something that you need to listen to. We've certainly heard of garbage disposals, which are standard in some homes in North America, where basically you use your food waste, and it's broken down into tiny pieces and is disposed of via your plumbing system. So we've heard of that. But imagine a device which can turn household waste, such as soiled nappies, thank you very much, I've got a two-year-old, takeaway containers, chip packets, etc., into energy. And that you can use in your home. And you can heat your home with that. And such a device is being trialed in the UK, and it's called HERU, H-E-R-U, which stands for Home Energy Resource Unit. And to tell you more about this, you are joined by Nick Spencer. Now, Nick Spencer is the entrepreneur and the founder of HERU. A very good morning to you. Great having you on the show, Nick.
Thanks ever so much, Keane. Yeah, thanks very much for inviting me on.
Great, and I'm hoping to try HERU at home at some stage. but what exactly does HERU do? How does it work?
Really simply, it works on the same principles that if you were to take a dinosaur in a tree and bury it for a few million years, it would turn into oil, gas, and coal. And so what the HERU does is it speeds that process up from 5 to 9 million years to about 5 hours using some technology called a heat pipe, which the heat pipe was created by NASA for taking the heat off the wingtips of the space shuttle. And in the true sense of the word, it had a sort of wick in it so it could work horizontally. But we've taken that out and created a very simple chamber that you can throw your diapers and plastics and food and everything in, and it'll heat it up in the absence of oxygen and decompose it and turn it into energy.
Oh wow! In a space of 5 hours. So run me through the process. So I've got a HERU unit at home in the lounge or whatever, and I've got my very thirsty and very hungry 2-year-old. You've got all of that waste coming in. You've got the chip packets because you've got your friends around, etc. You put it into this HERU device. What about things like smell?
Yeah. Okay. So the HERU is the size of a washing machine. It's 19 liters in capacity. Mm. So it's 600 by 600. You'd open the lid. It's a top loading machine, and you would put all of your materials in there. You close the lid, and it's an airtight lid because pyrolysis is the decomposition of organic matter in the absence of oxygen. So there's no flames in there.
Sure.
And You just heat it up initially, or the machine automatically, you just press a button, and then, but it'll heat it up initially to 100 degrees centigrade. The steam will come off because that nappy from your child will have a load of water in there, urine in there. That will actually boil off. Food is about 70% moisture. Garden trimmings are around about 55% moisture. So that comes off as steam over the heat exchangers, and that energy then is condensed. And the energy goes into your hot water system, and the water goes straight down the drain. Then the pyrolysis begins at around about 220 degrees centigrade, and the material is decomposing. And the oily, gaseous vapor comes out over the heat exchangers. Again, the energy is recovered. The oily vapor is condensed on the heat exchanger, and that's mixed with a little bit of washing machine detergent, again, automatically, and that goes straight down the sewer. And then the gas that you've produced at that point goes through a water screen filter, through a cyclone to dry it, and then into a through a 5-micron filter and into a tank ready to be utilized. That gas can then be combusted by your conventional gas boiler, or it can be brought back round to the machine and utilized in the machine. And
oh,
then
wow.
You just left with some char. So going back to the dinosaur, you've got the oil, gas, and coal. You're left with the char inside. And then we, when pyrolysis is finished, we open a valve, we let the air in, and then that goes into simultaneous combustion. The char glows away up to 450 degrees centigrade. The exhaust goes over, the heat exchangers recovers the energy, puts it into your home. And then the nitrogen oxides are scrubbed out through the water screen filter. And then the carbon monoxide rich exhaust goes to your gas burner, and the gas burner acts as your catalytic converter. Cleans the exhaust, takes out the volatile organic compounds, which is what creates the odor, which is what you were talking about, and then so you don't get that odor.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now what about cooking? I mean, could I use some of that gas for cooking?
That's a good question. I don't know is the honest answer, because we've not done any tests on that. We have been asked that a couple of times. At the moment, we're just concentrating on it being used for hot water production, because even in the summer, you still need hot waters for showers.
Yes.
And the average home is producing about, say, 3 kilos of material a day. So that 3 kilos would produce up to 45% of your hot water requirements.
Wow.
So, it's if you turn the energy into electricity, it's then what you turn the electricity into. So you may as well just not have the energy lost in the first place and put it straight into hot water.
Well, the line is a bit bad, but I think we can definitely hear what you're saying there. If one just looks at the energy consumption that a normal geezer uses in South Africa, and I'm sure it's the same around the world, it certainly takes up a significant amount of the energy that usage within your home. And this looks, and if I understand you correctly, I am able then to heat my water using this particular system, which will translate into significant savings for me on a monthly basis on my electricity bill.
Yeah, that's right. I think that the savings will come with the local authorities not having to collect the garbage anymore. So waste won't become waste, if that makes sense. Because under the definition, certainly here in the UK, waste only becomes waste if you discard it with no further purpose. So if you were to put your resources into the HERU, you've used them to energize your property. So they don't become waste. And I think that's probably an important factor in terms of the local authority and the savings that can be made there. And then the homeowner makes the energy saving on top of that. Yes, that's correct.
Wonderful stuff. Now, just looking at the BBC interview you did, I think you did that in April 2018, April last year. I'm looking at the system. There are loads of pipes, etc. How much space does this take up in a home?
600 millimeters by 600 millimeters, so the size of a washing machine. The pipes and everything that you're looking at there, that's one of the very early prototypes, I think, in 2018. On the website, you'll see the latest. We've got three technical evaluation units. So one's been at Wychhaven District Council here in the UK since March, operating. We put them in a trailer, so they're mobiles, but they actually contain the thermal stores. So they're recreating a house, if you like. That's what makes it look bigger, but the actual machine is 600 by 600. So you could put it outside. It doesn't have to be inside. We're going to be able to stand outside the back of the house, and then you'll just run the pipes in to your existing hot water system.
Oh wow! Oh wow! And is this commercially available at the moment in the UK?
Commercial machine. So the domestic machine, I think will be probably a couple of 3 years off, only because legislation hasn't caught up yet with the technology. The machine could be available now, but it'll be mass production that drives the price down of the product. But the commercial machine, the 240-litre machine, that will be available. The 10 early adopter machines will go out quarter two next year. And then they'll be producing another 100 machines, and then they'll go into full-blown production. We've licensed the technology to a manufacturing partner.
Oh, wow. Okay, now, the one thing I'm always interested in wrapping up this conversation, some of the lessons that you've learned, because people look at this and they go, oh, wow, what a great machine. How lucky he is to get to this particular point to make it commercially available. But they don't necessarily understand the journey. So from whence do you come, for starters? So what's your background? And
I've been in the waste industry for 28 years. I set up a business producing animal bedding for racehorses out of newspaper after I finished at agricultural college. I studied animal husbandry and thought that if I could produce a bedding for racehorses out of newspaper, the racehorse wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
So the racehorse trainer could control the diet much more closely. that really went berserk, and I couldn't get enough waste paper, so I started going around people's houses collecting it, and by complete accident became the first commercial curbside recycling company in the UK. Sold that to one of the big waste management companies in the middle 90s. I then invested in about 180 refuse and recycling vehicles, set up a new company, sold that in 2006. I then set up a company called Pure Recycling and built a 150,000 ton a year recycling facility. And I sold that to another PLC in 2010. And all that time I've had a commodity trading business where we've traded newspaper and cardboard and plastics around the world. And then I sold that business, the commodity trading business, in 2017. And now I'm putting my efforts into the Hiru.
So your lessons that you've learned, it certainly isn't as easy as you make it sound, is it?
No, there's been a few tears with this job. I've had a few man cries, that's for sure. trying to speed it, because nature's very rarely wrong. That's what I think. And so we've got this huge problem with these plastic things. And so plastic is a good product. There's no question about that. But the way we dispose of it is definitely not good. So. Trying to then create a machine that is better for the environment, and it can't be just a bit better, it's got to be a lot better than what we're doing. And plastics are only made from oil and gas, so all we're doing is taking them back to what they were. So the bottle that you bring in through your front door, or the packaging, the food packaging, the nappy, it's just energy in a bundle. And so rather than it coming up the gas pipe or the oil pipe, it comes in through the front door in the shape of a plastic bottle. All we're doing is turning it back to what it was before.
Well, listen, well done. Can't wait for this to be available in South Africa. I think a lot of people will actually take it up. Just looking at the waste side of things, our landfills are overflowing. We need to do something about it. Single-use plastics, a lot of people have become much more aware of us needing to do something about that. And I think this certainly seems like a phenomenal solution. So, Nick Spencer, I want to thank you very much. Just in closing, what is your website? Where can we find out more about this?
It's myhiru, HERU.com.
Perfect stuff. I love it. So many amazing brains out there, and we'll certainly try and feature a lot of them on this show.